Very warm good morning once again. Or now I would like to request Dr. Premasan Bhai ji to deliver wonderful lecture, Understanding Core of Happiness. He is a radiation oncologist. He is passed from MGM Medical College, Indore. He deliver many lecture in many countries. He recently come from USA after delivering 1 month hectic lecture from USA. हम सभी करतल धोनी से आपका स्वागत करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं.
Good morning and welcome to this session. Life is a eternal dance. Life is a eternal dance of source of unique light to generator of divinity, soul to God. Life is a dance of consciousness to conscious. Life is a dance of mind and intellect. When they start working together, happiness comes. Right now I will say happiness doesn't mean that we all the time we are happy. Sadness come, problem come, and we are walking in the world, many problems are coming. Before that, we will like to give our positive vibration to those people who are not happy. Sadness happen, many things happen in Pune, flies from Malaysia, and all those souls who are not happy, we will give them vibration through a vibrating song by Archana Ben. We will sit in our own consciousness and we will try to transmit those vibration to those soul who need our support, peace, happiness.
Sai Teri Aad Maha Sukh Dai. Sai Teri Aad Maha Sukh Dai. Ek Tu Hi Rakhwala Jag Mein. Tu Hi Sada Sahai. साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. मन ही है तेरा द्वारा, बैठ यहीं से तुझको पुकारा. प्रेम की ज्योत जलाई, प्रेम की ज्योत जलाई. साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. तुझको भूला जग दुखियारा, सुमिरन बिना मन में अंधियारा. तूने कृपा बरसाई, तूने कृपा तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई. साझी प्रीति तुम्हारी दाई, सुखदाई साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई साईं तेरी याद महा सुखदाई।
Everything change in the world. Ananda asks Lord Gautam Buddha, what is life? Lord Gautam Buddha said, life is a death, death is a rebirth, happy is one who is beyond the limitation of both. It is an eternal cycle and that goes on in our life. We are here on this planet. Mere presence in this planet gives us happiness. Working for other, helping for other, giving our life for helping others is also gives us happiness. Happiness also comes whenever we are using our resources 100%. Maslow was a psychiatrist after Carl Jung. Maslow said, why there is unease, unhappiness, unrest in the world? Unease, unrest, unhappiness in the world. Maslow said, it is due to when we are not able to utilize our resources 100%. And whenever we are able to utilize our resources 100%, then come the self-actualization and then come the self-realization. And utilizing the resources 100% means we have to dig out our own self. I always think life means L-I-F-E. One meaning of L-I-F-E means look inside, fire externally. Look inside, fire externally. Second meaning of L-I-F-E means love inside, focus externally. Love inside, focus externally. Unless we don't love ourselves every day, we cannot see our uniqueness. Every soul is a unique soul. Every soul is a different soul. And whatever reason that soul is here, got a mission to fulfill. And that mission we have to dig out in our life. Many people, they say, why we are here? Why we are here? If I was not here, a missing was there, hole was there in my relationship, in my family, in my job. So that is why I am here, to fulfill that particular mission in my life. As our Honorable Prime Minister said, every person is a unique. Both things are there, good and bad, but if we focus on our goodness, we can become successful in our life. As I already said, first thing in the morning, do one exercise. First thing in the morning, do one exercise. Raise your right hand and tell yourself, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Unless we don't love ourselves, we cannot start our journey of the life for the day. So love means bonding. Love means I am somewhere in someone's prayers. It is good to be somewhere, it is good to be in thoughts, but the best thing is when I am someone's prayer. And whenever I am someone's prayer, I will move in my life. The English meaning is ill. Ill means I-L-L. I-L-L means I lack love. Always sickness start whenever I am disconnected from my own self. Love means sharing. Whatever is happening in my life, I am sharing. Love means I am what I am. I am accepting myself as such. I am accepting myself as such. I am a beautiful human being and I accept myself. It has been seen low self-esteem is the root cause of all problem. Low self-esteem is the root cause of all problem. When I accept myself, when I love myself, I appreciate myself. Whenever I depreciate myself, problem come, happiness disappear. Happiness come whenever I appreciate myself. I accept myself as such. Yes. Again, next exercise. I accept myself as such. I am good. I am unique. I am beautiful. Yes, let us get up and do one beautiful. Yes, sister. Let us get up and do one beautiful song. I love myself. I accept myself. I am what I am.
तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर ओ कितना सुंदर होगा ओ कितना सुंदर होगा हो आ हो आ तुझे देखने को मैं क्या हर दर्पण तरसा करता है जो तुलसी के बिरवा को हर आंगन तरसा करता है हर आंगन तरसा करता है अंग अंग तेरा रस की गंगा हो 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 अंग अंग तेरा रस की गंगा रूप का वो सागर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा हो
So I accept myself. I love myself. I accept my uniqueness. Why there are problems in any organization? Why we lose happiness? Out of 100%, 10% problem comes due to what? You have all already learned the first lesson. Why 10% problem come in any organization? 10% problem comes difference of opinion. In any organization or family, difference of opinion are there. What we have to do? Whenever difference of opinion are there, what we have to do? It is normal, physiological or pathological? It is physiological or pathological? Why they are physiological? Now give me the answer from first lesson. We are different. So accepting ourselves and accepting others as such reduce the problem in the organization. We tend to forget happiness doesn't come what we have, what we don't have. We always think, when things come to me, I will be happy. But whatever we have, if we appreciate those things, we will be happy. Right now, whatever I got here, this second, I am happy. Many times our happiness disappears. We think, when this thing will come, I will be happy. When I retire, then I will be happy. When I will get married, then I will be happy. When I will have children, then I will be happy. So we go on postponing our happiness every time. But happiness is along the path, not at the end of the journey. Happiness is along the path, not at the end of the journey. And that is where the major problem comes. Whatever I have right now, I am happy. Very good. Always say every morning, every night, thank you God, whatever today I have, I am happy. Then God will give more things. If I will say, I don't like this car, I don't like this thing, what will happen? What will happen? God will listen. And God thinks he don't like the car. So let me don't give any car to him. If I will say I love this car, what will happen? God will say, let me give him now Mercedes. Let me give him BMW. Whenever we say, I love this thing, more will come. Whenever I will say, I am waiting for that waiting period, I don't know. So every day is a gift given by the God. Today I thought I will do many things, but I done little bit and I learn it. Even I have not learned, but I was okay. I was not sick. Even I fall sick, I am alive. Sometime we create problem in our life by our own self. There are two type of people in the world. Two type of neurotic in the world. One say, I am not good. And others say, world is not good. One fight with own self and other fight with the world. Majority people fight with their own self. And the major negative statement is, I am not good. I am worthless. I went to medical college and after lecture, one doctor came with post graduation and he say, I don't know why I am doing this. I am worthless. This thing happened why? This thing happened why? Yes, come out with the answer. What else? Comparison, what else? Lack of confidence. Depression. Devaluation. Whenever we don't appreciate or whenever we don't love whatever we are doing in our life, happiness comes. Whatever we are doing in our life, we love it. Even a small job, I love it. Happiness doesn't mean I have to do big things. Happiness means I am doing a small thing, but I love it. And whenever I love it, that will give me energy. Otherwise, what is happening now? People going to work without energy. I am going to hospital, sitting in my own chair, what message will go? Patient will think, doctor cannot solve his problem. How is going to solve my problem? So how we have to go to hospital? How we have to go? With full energy. With full energy, vibration. Good morning, how are you? Management means doing a small thing greatly. Go and meet the people, talk to the people, communicate to the people and give them energy. And whenever we give them energy, they will be happy. How to give them energy? That is a trick. That trick, you have to create your energy in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, after your walk exercise, create energy in your own self. That today I am going to give them energy. I am happy. Whatever will come, I will not lose my happiness. Again we get up and we will play a song. Muskaraye Ja. Again get up.
संभलते सब यहां पहाड़। मदनहार मुस्कुराए जा
Good.
Every day I am coming with a new day, with a new energy. And how much we lived every day. Now second question come, how much I live every day? How much I love myself? I am living 20%, 30%, 40% or 100%. If I am living 100%, it means I am a human being. If I am living 20%, 30%, I am a doer, human doer, machine. Every day I have to live 100%. And that is what the body language of those people will be what? Those who live 100%. And those who live 30%, what will be their body language? As a leader of medical college, hospital, organization, I have to live 100%. And the best exercise I like for 100% is you can do by sitting. This is the opening of the chest. This is the immune system profile to make up our immune system. Why not you? Tell yourself every morning, today I am going to live 100%. Then vibration will come and it will go to other people. This is a very beautiful slide. Recently I got it from USA. Next time whenever you are counting good things, the first thing you count yourself. Next time you are counting beautiful things in your house, car, this thing, post, position, but first thing you count yourself. And be happy in front of those people who don't like you. It kills them. It kills them. If you make your face down in front of those people, they will feel better. But once we feel good, there, whatever their face is there, I am feeling good, it will kill them. So never get upset by any person, whoever is there, whether he like or not like me, I like myself. Give them a beautiful smile, cheerful smile, and it will give them very beautiful message. This is our one of the beautiful messages I got it. Jeena saral hai, pyar karna saral hai, haarna jeetna bhi saral hai, par kathin kya hai? Kathin kya hai? Saral hona kathin hai. Saral hona yane, हमारी दादी our दादी always used to say, chief of Brahma Kumari, the message was, be simple and you become simple. Once you are simple, you become simple. whenever our ego come, then problem come. As somebody asked Lord Gautam Buddha, I want happiness. Lord Gautam Buddha said, remove the I. I means what? Ego. Ego means what? Ego means what? I am working on my external personality, title, mask, which I am not there. During election time, many people were wearing mask of particular leader. And when election over, they have to remove the mask. Because they were not that which they are wearing the mask. They were different. Same thing in ego means, I am wearing the mask which I am not. And due to that, many problem come. Ego means, edge God out. Edge God out means, I am doing. When this thing come, spondylitis come. I am doing. My body language will be. Now I am nothing. I am simple. Whether I am a prime minister or anything, director, I am that which I was. Same. And when I will go into that nature, spondylitis will not come. I always say, do 3 times that exercise, 3 times a day, you will never get spondylitis. I am what I am, whether I am a director or anything. Be simple. Second thing, remove the want. Want means unwanted negative desire. Desires are positive or negative. We cross our limit from positive to negative. Desires are good, and when we convert our desire into greed, then problem comes. Never convert your desire into greed, then we lose our happiness. Always they say a story. A king was there and he had everything. Outside the palace, there was a soldier. And soldier used to come every day, sing the song and laugh fully. King used to think, I got everything, but I am not happy. And he don't have anything, and he's singing and he's laughing. King called his advisor. And he asked the advisor, why he's happy and I am not happy? The advisor says, sir, he has not joined the club of 99. The king asks, what is the club of 99? Advisor said, tomorrow I will tell you. Next day, the advisor put 99 gold coins outside the house of that soldier. When soldier came and he saw 99 gold coins in the bag, and he went inside, started counting. 99. Again he counted 99. Again he come out from the house, started looking for one coin. One coin was not there. From next day when he came, he was not laughing. He was standing very quietly. King asked the advisor, what happened to him today? Advisor says, sir, he has joined officially the club of 99. And that is what happened in our life. Now this is a very beautiful story. A professor went to Africa, a tribal village, and he took one basket of fruits. And he kept the fruits under one tree, and he asked the tribal children, whoever will come first, he will get full basket of fruits. All the children, they joined their hand together and they started walking towards the tree and they all shared the fruits. Professor asked, why you done it? The children said, no one can be happy. How one can be happy when others are sad? How one can enjoy the fruit when others are not enjoying the fruit? And in our language we say, I am because we are. If everyone is happy, then others are happy, then we will be happy. I realize making happy everyone is not possible, so I decided to be happy with everyone. Choti si jindagi hai, har baat mein khush raho, जो चेहरा पास में नहीं है उसकी आवाज में खुश रहो, कोई रूठा है उसमें भी खुश रहो, जो लौट के नहीं आने वाले उनकी यादों में खुश रहो, कल किसने देखा अपने आज में खुश रहो, खुशियों का इंतजार किस लिए, दूसरों की मुस्कान में खुश रहो, क्यों तड़पते हो हर पल किसी के साथ को, कभी तो अपने आप से खुश रहो, छोटी सी जिंदगी है हर हाल में खुश रहो. This is one of the professor and he is in Tehran, Iran. He saw one of the child was getting bald and other children were teasing him. He next day he shaved his head also, and looking to this every child shaved their head. And they all remain creating happiness in this classroom. This is called empathy. When empathy is there, happiness will be there. Next is, never judge anyone. Whenever we judge other people, we lose our happiness. Non-judgmental is one of the method to remain happy. Where to remain non-judgmental, it depends on us. How to remain non-judgmental, I will give you a story. Ek nai jagah par ek pati patni rehne aaye. Har din patni subah uth kar dekhti thi, padosi ke makan mein kapde tange hue hain. और पति को कहती थी, कितने खराब कपड़े टंगे हुए हैं. पति सुनता था. एक महीना हो गया, एक दिन देखा बहुत अच्छे कपड़े धुले हुए हैं. पति को बोला, देखो आज कितने अच्छे कपड़े धुले हुए हैं. पति ने कहा, आज सुबह उठकर मैंने खिड़की को साफ कर दिया जिससे तू देख रही थी. नॉन जजमेंटल का अर्थ है, do not see the things as you are, see the thing as they are. Attitudinal transformation. Hum sabhi ke, we all have our own attitude. Always have a positive attitude in your life. One lady is there with a beautiful car. And one boy is looking to that car. Lady is asking the boy, you must be liking the car. Boy said, very good car. The lady said, my brother has given as a gift to me. Boy said, your brother is very good. Then lady said, you must be thinking, you want to have car like this. The boy said, no, I want to become like your brother. That is called positive attitude in our life. Create your own purpose. Create your own purpose. Recently, the boy from Ukraine, he was in USA and he had no job. He worked for one company. Then he created WhatsApp. And recently, Facebook purchased that WhatsApp, and that was one of the largest deal in the world after Microsoft. Everything come when single thought come from our mind and we apply that thought, we can create our own reality. Happiness come whenever we create our thought, applying our thought in our life. Because our thoughts create our destiny. Whatever we want to change in our life, change first here in software. Once we change our thought here, everything becomes real. Second thing is, learn to say no. Learn to say no when it is required. Sometimes we always go on saying yes, yes, and we caught up, we trapped, and we lose our happiness. No means what? No means what? Where I have to say no? Where my presence is not required, say no. When others can do the job, say no. When others cannot do that job, I am there. Sometimes we burden our mind by too many things, and that creates our mind, preoccupied mind. And that is one of the major cause of losing happiness. Empower the team. Somebody asked Bill Gates, who will move further in 21st century? Bill Gates said, those who will empower others. We have to also empower our people so that they can take the responsibility and they can move further and our burden will become less and less. Say no to your negative thought. Whenever negative thought is coming, say no to that thought which is creating problem in my life. Because time is running short, the formula is HRR. Happiness, resources and resilience. Three things are required in this world. All three things are needed for moving further in our life. I have to create happiness. I have to create resources. I have to be tough in my mind. I was watching World Cup football match in America and I was watching many countries were losing the match and many countries were winning the match. And I was watching the emotions there on the TV. Those who were losing and those who were winning. And they have studied that those countries who lost the match, many had heart attack. Those who win the match, they had heart attack. Why it was there? Winning, losing, both were giving people emotional problem. Why? Whenever emotions become imbalanced, that create imbalance in our system. Because I am not going in that detail, that will take 3 hours. How our brain, nervous system work and how our messages come to our target organs of the body. Whenever our emotions fluctuate, system in the body also fluctuate. And that is where we have to be very strong in our mental structure. That situations are coming, problems are coming, only thing, one thing in our hand is solution. Problems will be more in coming time. And in coming time, if I am fluctuating my emotion, it will hurt my body. And that is where I have to keep a balance of both. I was coming from Washington to San Francisco. It was a 6-hour flight. I went inside, sat down in my window seat. Already flight was going to take off. Suddenly there was announcement, there is a delay in 2 hours because thundering is there. So they have plane flight was still there, stand still there for 2 hours. We all are sitting inside. Then take off, and I saw next to me two seats, two ladies were there. And one lady got a problem. She was in middle, other lady was in the corner. So for 5 hours, I was not able to get up. My mind, then I tell the mind, this is all right, don't worry, 5 hours will pass away. Keep cool and calm. Have your own positive attitude, thinking, and I saw that all 5 hours finish, and that was the first test of endurance in any situation in the life. Whenever problems come, we have to look our endurance, what is there, and that creates balance in our life. This is last one. Jeevan mein vipatti aaye to aapatti mat karna. Jeevan mein vipatti aaye to aapatti mat karna. Kyunki doodh phatne par wohi udaas hota hai jisko ye nahi malum rasgulla aur paneer milne wala hai. Doodh phatega tabhi hi rasgulla aur paneer milega. Khade ho jaye fir se aur fir एक बहुत अच्छा सॉन्ग है. पहले ये दिखा देता हूँ, थोड़ा लाइट बंद करना, लास्ट लाइट बहुत अच्छी है. सारा जहां उसी का है जो मुस्कुराना जानता है, रोशनी उसी की है जो क्षमा जलाना चाहता है. हर जगह मंदिर मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे हैं, लेकिन ईश्वर उसी का है जो सर झुकाना जानता है.
झुक जाए सर जहां वहीं मिलता है रब का रास्ता. तेरी किस्मत तू बदल दे, रख हिम्मत बस चल दे, तेरे साथी मेरे कदमों के है दिशा. तू ना जाने आस पास है खुदा, हालातों से हार कर कहां चल चला रे, हाथ की लकीर को मोड़ता मरोड़ता है हाथ ला रे। तो खुद तेरे ख्वाबों के रंग में तू अपने जहां को भी रंग दे, कि चलता हूँ मैं तेरे संग में। हो शाम भी तो क्या जब होगा अंधेरा, तब पाएगा दर मेरा, उस दर पे फिर होगी तेरी सुबह।
In the end, I will request Archana Ben to sing a beautiful song, Jindagi Pyar Ka Geet. Thank you very much and all the best to all of you. Thank you very much.